Hey, everybody. It is the Elemental Podcast live on Thursday, March 29th, 2018. TMPTU, prepare to get dry. Make America smart again, please. Thank you for listening to this dumb-ass podcast. Sorry that it's later than normal. I got called into work. Every once in a while, the man wants to keep putting you down and calls you in on your day off and says, listen, you're going to have to work a couple extra hours if you want to keep working here. And I'm like, I really don't want to keep working here. I'm cool if you let me go. And then they're like, well, how are you going to pay for things? And I'm like, well, you're fucking right. I need to come on in and work a couple hours. So I did. I went on in and I worked a couple hours because some people were out of training and there was no one there to push other people around. So I'm like, all right, I'll come on in. And it's not a lot of fun, everybody, because the parking situation at the hospital is garbage. If you come in before 2 o'clock, you have to park several miles away in a parking lot, and they shuttle you in, and it's a pain in the ass. Because if you miss the shuttle, then you're a good 10-15 minutes later than normal, and it's just a pain in the ass, even like getting back to your car. So I'm like, fuck it. I'm going to park in the neighborhood nearby, because the hospital is in a residential area pretty close to it. So I'm driving around trying to find a spot on the street, and I do. And I'm walking to the hospital to get in, and I almost get clipped by a van. My fault, 110% my fault. I was listening to a podcast, which I don't normally do, and I was preoccupied, and so I'm one of those idiots. I got to get off my goddamn phone for my own safety. So I went in, I worked a couple hours, I said, I'm out of here, deuces. I picked up some new t-shirts, some merch, because I'm going to the UP tomorrow, everybody. I'm going to Negaunee, Michigan. I'm playing some pizzeria, because that's how comedy is done. If you can't play in a pizzeria, you're doing it wrong. So if you happen to live in Negaunee, Michigan, I'm sure there's only one pizzeria in that town. Come on by. See the show. Buy some merch for me. That would be great. So let's talk about some stuff, everybody. I want to talk about that march that happened this past weekend. The March for Our Lives that was started essentially by those kids down there at that high school in Florida that got shot up. To be perfectly honest, everybody, I'm not particularly familiar with it. I'm trying to not pay attention to it. You guys all know I'm pretty anti-gun. I'm not for it. I'm like, we need more gun control. At the same time, I feel like it's all out of my hands. It's all in the hands of people in the government and who they get bought by. And I truly believe it. I believe that most politicians are prostitutes. And I think that if they're offered a certain amount of money, they'll flip-flop on ideas. I don't believe most of them have the interest of the common man at heart. They will fuck you over in a heartbeat. And it's because of greed. Human beings, we're greedy in nature. Hell, I'll probably fuck you over too if the price is right. But yeah, I'm not all about guns. You'll feel bad for those kids down there, clearly. Feel bad for that kid who shot them all up too. Clearly a lunatic. Clearly mental health issues were ignored and not addressed. It's all unfortunate. But these kids, these high schoolers, organized, and there were these parades and rallies, and everything was happening all at once. I'm like, holy shit. These kids got their shit together. They're organized. And good on them. They are rallying around something that they believe in. They want a safer country, a safer future for themselves. And you know what? Can you blame them? Who doesn't want those things? Who doesn't want a safer country? Who doesn't want a safer future? maybe the way they want it and see how they can accomplish it is different than how you think, but I can't blame them, right? At the same time, I'm not going to go march, and I didn't. I didn't go march. I was unaware of these marches until kind of they were happening. So I didn't go march. I had my mom sent me an email. Good old Eileen sent me an email, and she's like, I marched, did you? And then I just replied, I did not. No interest in marching. Because I don't. I don't have any interest in marching in anything. I did back in college, though. It was probably 1992 when I graduated college. Before I graduated, I hopped on a bus. I hopped on a bus with my buddy Norge. And the two of us, we went down to D.C. And we were there for some National Organization of Women rally protest thing. And we had some signs, and we were there. We chartered a bus with some other people from the University of Fredonia. Fredonia State University. Go Blue Devils. Am I right? I'm right. D3, man. D3. And we hopped on this bus, and we went down there, and I don't really remember a whole lot about it. Other than we had carried signs, we marched, and it was mostly chicks. And then we hopped on the bus and we went back. We didn't stay very long. It was very odd. It was very brief. We definitely were in D.C. a shorter amount of time than it took us to drive there. I know that. But I don't have any interest in protesting of that nature. If you want to do it, feel free. Have at it. It's not my thing. Good for you. Good for you. But my mom writes back, March pooper. You need a happy pill, and I don't mean drugs, and I'm not really sure what she means. Because if you have a happy pill and it's not drugs, I don't know what the hell it is. And maybe she's right. Do I feel no joy in life? That was a thing I heard on Bob's Burgers. I was watching an old episode of Bob's Burgers last night, and the counselor's mother from the school, and I can't, Mr. Franz, that's his name, Mr. Franz's mother confronted him because she said she wanted to get her face painted at the carnival, and he was like, no. And she's like, do you feel no joy? And maybe I'm the same way. Maybe I don't feel any joy, but I'm pretty sure I'm not going to get any joy out of marching to get rid of guns. I don't think that's joy for me. Protesting isn't joy for me. Writing a good new dick joke, that's some good joy. Watching the Buffalo Sabres kick the shit out of the Detroit Red Wings, that's some joy for me. I don't know. What gives you joy in your life? I'd like to know. Let me know. But anyway, good for these kids, right? Like I said, good for them. Politicians should be scared. These kids are turning 18 soon enough. In the next 4 years, all these kids will probably be 18. They're going to vote, maybe. Unfortunately, it's been proven that young kids don't vote like the old fucks do. The old fucks have figured it out that voting is the way to get the shit that they want. So if you're a young kid, if you're under the age, I don't know, say 25 and you're listening to this, go fucking vote. Vote pieces of shit out. If you think someone's a douchebag, get them the hell out. That's what I'm going to do. I vote. You know, I'm not the most civically minded person ever. I try. But I know the one thing I can do is voting. It's free. It's easy. Go and you do it, right? Show some civic pride. Salute the flag when you enter that school gymnasium. Put pen to paper. Flip a switch. However you do it at your toll booth. Your toll booth? Your voting booth. Maybe they need to put a toll on the voting booth once again. I do have some thoughts about how everyone shouldn't be allowed to vote. There's too many fucking morons who are allowed to vote. We need to pass like an IQ test. Something. I believe the same thing with being a parent. Not everyone should be a parent. Just because you can insert your wing-wang into a hoo-ha doesn't mean you should be a parent. Just because you can put pen to paper doesn't mean that you should be allowed to vote either. But anyway, I'm never going to win that battle. I'm aware of that. But someone in their infinite wisdom, compared these kids protesting to Hitler Youth. And now, listen, I don't know much about much, but I know those kids had nothing in common with Hitler Youth other than they were young and they were protesting and they were rallying. Hitler Youth were fucking scumbags. These dumb motherfuckers, these German scumbags. All right, so I went to Wikipedia because that's where I go to find out all the information that I need to know. The Hitler Youth, often abbreviated as HJ in German, the Hand Jibbers, was the organization of the Nazi Party in Germany. Its origins dated back to 1922, and it received the name Hitler Jugend. I'm assuming that's how you pronounce it. I don't know German. And that's probably where HJ came from, Hand Jibber. From 1933 into 1945, it was the sole official youth organization in Germany. It was partially a paramilitary organization. It was composed of the Hitler Youth proper for male youth age 14 to 18. Okay. They disbanded in 45 when the Nazis ate dick. Good old America stomped some fucking Nazi ass on the curb. Fuck them. Trying to look at more of this shit. Origins. Doctrine. Let's look at the doctrine. The members of the Hitler Youth were viewed as ensuring the future of Nazi Germany and were indoctrinated in Nazi ideology, including racism. Okay, so now if you're going to compare these Marching for Our Lives kids to the Hitler Youth, where is the indoctrination? Where is the ideology? Where is the racism? Other than these people, these kids saying, I want to be safe. I want to feel safe. And the way that these kids are protesting and feeling safe is, let's get rid of guns. Let's not make them accessible. Let's make them harder to get, at least. Right? The Hitler Youth appropriated many of its activities from the Boy Scout movement, which was banned in 35. That's weird that the Germans banned Boy Scouting, but whatever. They kept the stupid uniforms. They used to go camping and hiking. However, over time it changed in content and intention, clearly. When we're out here camping, we're going to go hunting. And we're going to go hunting for the Jews, the queers, and the gypsies. We're going to brand them. For example, many activities closely resembled military training with weapons training, assault course circuits, and basic tactics. Again, I don't know, unless you consider marching military training, you're fucking wrong. So again, these people who are comparing them were just insane. They're kids protesting. There's a lot of shit here. Good old Wikipedia. The Hitler Youth were disbanded by Allied authorities as part of the denazification process. Some Hitler Youth members were suspected of war crimes, but because they were children, fucking children, no serious efforts were made to prosecute these claims. While the Hitler Youth was never declared a criminal organization, was, dirtbags, its adult leadership was considered tainted for corrupting the minds of young Germans. Many adult leaders of the Hitler Youth were put on trial by Allied authorities. And Balder von Stichtenstein was sentenced to 20 years in prison, never having revealed anything worthwhile about the collaboration between the SS and the HJ, the Hand Jibbers. Well, there you go. Good old fucking Nazis, man. Now, if our government were to create some sort of paramilitary children's movement, which I'm not seeing happening, then you might compare them, right? But no one is in charge of the government. No one's indoctrinating anything. No one's got fucking uniforms. No one's advocating for racism or hunting down people. So the comparisons are insane. And then there was a comparison. There was another thing that I saw. Some dumb memes about this one piece of shit kid who was at school. And he didn't want to go on that 17-minute walk out of school. He didn't want to go. And you know what? Fine, don't go. But then there's
spots where kids are supposed to go, right? They're supposed to go to the gym. All you a-hole kids who don't want to go on this walk out, walk up and not walk out. That's what these kids wanted to do, I guess. Go to the gym. And this motherfucker, he didn't want to go to the gym. He's trying to prove something, right? You know what he proved? He proved he's an asshole. Kids are assholes, too. I don't know if you guys know that or not. Kids are assholes. They can be assholes, put it that way. So now they're trying to make a martyr out of this kid going, oh, well, you know, these kids want to walk out of school, and this kid, he just wanted to get an education. 17 minutes? Fuck you, man. Then how about you never go to lunch? You always are in class. If that's really your point, kid, of like, I'm here to get an education. No study halls. No time in the halls. No free time. You're always in class, bitch. Because he didn't want to go to the gym. He wanted to stay in his math class or homeroom or whatever the hell. And they don't have the manpower to watch all these kids when the majority of the kids are going out on this walkout for 17 minutes for a silent protest of wanting to have things to be safe. Jesus. This kid's douche bagaronomy. This guy, he'd be an H-jibber in Nazi Germany. You guarantee it. Go look at that kid. Pure Aryan race a-hole. Anyway, enough of the crap. Enough of this stuff. The hand jibbers. Kids walking out. Don't really care. Good for you. Let's get to the fun stuff. The brackets are over, man. Bill Burr won it. He's the greatest comedian of all time. He won as determined by the listeners of the Elemental Podcast. And there are thousands of them. And by thousands, I mean six. We started a new and improved bracket. Top eight chocolate cereals. And some people got mad because Count Chocula was in there. And I'm like, listen, no vampires allowed. Vampires are demons. They're very closely related to Nazis and getting hand jibbers. And they're out. They're not in. So we broke it up. Cocoa Pebbles, number one seed versus number eight, Cocoa Krispies. Number two, Cocoa Puffs versus number seven, Chocolate Frosted Flakes. Number three, Crave versus number six, Thin Mints. Number four, Chocolate Cheerios versus number five, Chocolate Lucky Charms. And my bet's on Chocolate Lucky Charms going far. Going the distance, possibly. But let's break it down. It's voted on by the listeners of the Elemental Podcast. Number one, Cocoa Pebbles versus number eight, Cocoa Krispies. The landslide, everybody. Number one smokes them. Cocoa Pebbles is moving on. So we got number two, Cocoa Puffs versus number seven, Chocolate Frosted Flakes. I had indicated that I thought Frosted Flakes was going to be a Cinderella story. Cinderella in the chocolate field. And I was wrong, 100% wrong. Cocoa Puffs smoked them. Cocoa Puffs, not even my favorite kind of cereal, man. The puffs are awful. But Cocoa Puffs moves on. Number three versus number six, Crave versus number six, Thin Mints. Oh my God, it was close. Closer than it should have been, but what? What happened? There you go, everybody. Number six, Thin Mints pulls it out. The Girl Scouts. They just put real cookies in a box and call it cereal. There's nothing different. Moving on, Crave, you're gone, man. Highly ranked Crave, number three seed, gone. They ate it. They spelled Crave with a K. I think that's why. Maybe they were made in Nazi Germany and they were missing two more Ks. Let's get it to number four, Chocolate Cheerios versus number five. Chocolate Lucky Charms. I called it, ladies and gentlemen. Lucky Charms sneaks it out. So long, Chocolate Cheerios. That just sounds gross to me, too. I don't mind Cheerios, but Chocolate Cheerios just sounds a little gross. So they're gone. So what do we got? A number one seed versus a number six seed, Thin Mints. And then we got Cocoa Puffs, a number two seed versus a number five seed, Chocolate Lucky Charms. Moving on. Let me know what you think, everybody. Let me know what you got. Let me know what you think about Hitler Youth. Let me know if you've ever marched. Let me know if you stayed dry. Please let me know if you made America smart again. I need to know these things. That's it, everybody. I'm done. I can promote some shows. It doesn't really matter. If you're in Negaunee, Michigan, come on out. I know you don't live there. No one lives there. I don't think anyone in the UP of Michigan listens to this, but maybe. I don't know. What do I know? I love you guys. You guys are the greatest. Please like my fan page on Facebook, The Elemental Podcast. Feel free to get a hold of me there. Go like this or listen to this on SoundCloud, iTunes, CastBox. If you want to be a guest, let me know, man. If you got something you want to talk about, let's talk things out. Let's see what happens. I'm open to stuff. Because until someone pays me, I'm doing whatever the hell I want. I hope you guys stay dry. Please stay smart. TMP to you, everybody. All right, I'll see you on Monday. Have a good weekend. Take care. Okay, bye.